Now, we've got Steve on the line from Telford for you, Danny. Hello, Steve.
Hi. My question is, if microplastics are affecting the fish in the oceans, is this now in the food chain that we are consuming?
Thanks for your question, Steve. Short answer is yes. There's been quite a lot of evidence finding microplastics in fish that we eat, also in bivalves, animals that we eat whole, because quite often the microplastics are in the guts of the animals. But actually, we've found microplastics in honey, beer, tap water, bottled drinking water, pop drinks. It's in our food, yeah.
Why does it matter, though? I guess is that what you're worried about, Steve? The fact that if we're eating it, we're getting a diet of plastic, but does that matter?
To be honest with you, I watched the programme on BBC about the plastics in the ocean, where they said there was 55 trillion pieces of plastic there. So I did a bit of research myself, trying to find out anything about it, and within an hour, what I found was quite horrific, with estrogen being one of the main things that was being released into the oceans. When that gets in the food chain, then it's going to affect the male population as well as the female population, if it's not already been doing it for the last 20, 30 years or so.
Danny?
So there is some evidence that microplastics can absorb these other persistent organic pollutants. But the evidence is inconclusive, actually, because some studies have found that they can absorb these things from the water column and they keep hold of them and then they get pooped out the other end and actually stop the animal from absorbing them into their own body. And other studies have found the opposite, that they release them. And given that we've very recently, there's been evidence that microplastics are in human poo, researchers in Austria, and it's a preliminary study, it's not a published piece of work yet, so take it with a pinch of salt. But it's very likely that we are eating...
Or a pinch of plastic even.
Take it with a pinch of microplastics. It's very likely that we are eating and inhaling microplastics, so we definitely need more research to find out about these other effects.
And Laura, what about the point that Steve makes about estrogens and things like that? These are female hormones that are in water that might be picked up by these plastics and then get into our bodies. Is there evidence for that sort of phenomenon?
Yeah, there is evidence out there that that is occurring and that there are higher levels of estrogen within our waters.
Does that make a difference?
It does make a difference because it's impacting on the male factor and it's actually then leading on to reductions in sperm because it's affecting testosterone production as well. So it's something that we need to be aware of.
There's evidence that some animals, some aquatic animals, are also being impacted, isn't there? I mean, we've seen fish changing sex and so on. Is that through this phenomenon?
Yeah, so that's through this phenomenon. Not linked to microplastics directly, but linked to the estrogen in the water, nonetheless, from the contraceptive pill. Yep. So fish, seals, so marine mammals as well, and other invertebrates too.
Danny, are scientists actively monitoring this, and do they have any solutions? Because I know we know that there are plastics in the ocean. It's one thing to say they're there. It's another to actually do something about it. Can we remedy this?
I think in terms of trying to remove microplastics, I think it's going to be very difficult because most of them sink. So 98% of them sink to the benthos, to the seafloor. And obviously, if you're trying to dredge them out, you're going to cause more damage than good. In terms of trying to remedy the situation, I think it's prevention is better than cure in this case. We need to stop putting it into the oceans.
Yeah. So basically, we've done what we have done, but now we've got to
we need to switch to safer plastics as well. So BPA-free, which a lot of drinks companies have already done.
Well, thank you, Danny.